How much no huddle are you going to work with this week, Matt? What?
No, that's all we're going to do, yeah. We're pretty much no huddle the entire game.
I told you. A little truth serum, a half an hour, 30 minutes later, you get the whole
story.
Call
a football scientist.
We should try this with Belichick on Monday. You think this will work?
And whatever else you guys have, we'll throw it into the opening script, and we'll just get it done. Just make sure you get in by, you know, later on today.
Double reverse tackle eligible. How about that?
Thank you. Yes, please give me that one.
Oh, please.
Well, let us ask you a semi-serious question when it comes to this defense, because they do look like they put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and they are using a lot of personnel, correct?
Yeah, they got a lot of guys they rotate in and out of the, you know, out of the game, and I think that, you know, they play with a lot of intensity. They got a lot of team speed, especially up front at the linebacker position. I mean, they got a lot of guys that, you know the system and have been around for a long time and are very experienced. And then they got, you know, even guys like Chris Long that are coming in and just having a big impact on their team.
Matt, we talked to Mike Vrabel earlier, and he said he was with Hazlitt in Pittsburgh. From watching these guys on film, the Rams, do they remind you a lot up front, you know, a lot of the trick-em type stuff where they'll do that blitz zone stuff, same thing Pittsburgh used to do to you guys?
A little bit, yeah. I guess a little bit there. You know, but they're like I said, they're very good at what they do, and they've been getting a lot of pressure up front, and I think that, you know, all those multiple looks and the multiple fronts that you see, they do present some problems for us offensively.
Matt, how's Chris Long looking on film, the heralded rookie they have?
You know, he's a young guy that has come in and played really well for them, and, you know, I think that he's getting better week to week. I think he's got a great, great motor. He's one of those guys, you know, I kind of compare him to Justin Smith, a guy that just is kind of relentless, and, you know, he's got a lot of good moves. So, you know, he'll be one of those guys we got to definitely look to and have to take care of on a regular basis.
Can you guys see a definite difference in this football team, the St. Louis Rams, in the new coach? They now seem to believe they got an opportunity to win. They just seem to play in the same way that you guys played, with a lot of fire last week, very physical, seem to have fun. They seem to have done that with a new coach.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely tell that they've turned the page. I mean, they've been playing great football in all three areas of the game, and I think the last 2 weeks you're seeing the St. Louis that is going to come after you. They're going to throw a lot at you, and they're making a lot of plays. So, you know, for us offensively, we got to go out there and bring the same passion and energy we had last week, and we got to go out there and just play a mistake-free game and hold on to the football and, you know, convert third downs and obviously convert in the red area. I mean, those are all, you know, all big keys to this game.
And the fact that you guys did look totally different this past week than you did in the San Diego game, and guys talked about having fun during the week and a great week of practice and getting over the hump, and even heard, you know, Bill's speech about moving on and whatever. How much of this game is, when you have a long season like this and you do have setbacks, and you guys had another one with the loss of Rodney last week, how much of this is just approach, confidence, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about the other guys that you're in that room with?
Well, you know, you build confidence by going out and playing well. And like you've alluded to, playing well means that you have a great week of preparation. And I think that, you know, we kind of hang our hat on that. If we go out and we have a great week of preparation and we can build on that preparation, you know, day to day, and by the time we get to the game, we will have that confidence. And hopefully we go out and we play with that confidence. And I think that, you know, anytime you can start the game out fast like we were able to do last week, that helps. It always helps to play from ahead. And I think if we can continually do that week in and week out, you know, we'll keep going out there and playing better football. But, you know, we just can't afford to go out and lose what we gained last week.
I mean, you guys rushed it for a ton last week, over 250. Obviously, that's not going to happen each and every week. But what did you see last week? I mean, was Kansas City was so effective at running on Denver that you guys seemed to run that little veer, get it going downfield, and then you're bouncing everything outside, a lot going to that left side where you're at too?
Yeah, you know, I think we did a good job of just keeping them off balance in the run game. It wasn't always the same play. It wasn't always the same look. You know, guys did a great job of getting a hat in the hat and a lot of great finished blocks towards the end of some of those runs. And then, you know, ultimately it comes down to those running backs. And those guys are just, they're incredible. They all ran, you know, with a lot of energy, and they hit it downhill, and, you know, they got great vision. So, you know, it's great to block for guys like that.
Okay, so who is Ben Jarvis, Green, Ellis, Welker, Moss, Vrabel, Light, whatever his name is? Who is this kid?
I don't think Light was included in that.
I don't know the kid's name. I just know it's...
I only think Belichick went into the lab and put four players together.
Oh, okay, he wanted pure athletes.
Did he give up the sack?
He wanted athletes in there.
Yeah.
Who is this kid?
My favorite line of the week, I was listening to, I think it was maybe even a sister station of yours, I was listening to, I heard that it's what do you get when you mix you know, the agility of Ben Watson, the power of Jarvis Green, you know, the and the speed of Ellis Hobbs, and you get Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and it's, I guess that's the only way you can describe it.
It was this show, but we
it's
don't.
It's a wider line.
We don't need credit. We don't need credit. Not really. We don't need credit. I mean, give it to all those other stations because you know what?
Sister station.
They need to get a little higher ratings anyway. So we'll give them. Hey, hold on for just a second because I got another update on Brady on ESPN. Hold on. It's like every 12 minutes they come out and I got to see the same video over.
Did you ever have a staph
again.
Infection?
Yeah. Did you ever have a staph infection?
No, I've carried a staff.
A big one.
Thanks, Moses.
Does this become a little comical for some guys in that it's amazing how this stuff is being followed? And how do you feel as a professional athlete in that, and it probably has happened to you at some time, but you pick up the newspaper and there's another doctor, somebody who apparently you're not seeing, for the problem that you have, there's another doctor being quoted, kind of giving the whole layout of somebody else's injury, your injury.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's always got an opinion, and everybody's always got something to say about something. And you know, the bottom line is, and you know, I kind of take the same approach to politics as I don't know anything. I mean, it's not my situation, it's not my issue. I mean. I don't know anything about it, and you know, it's just unfortunate sometimes when you you're that guy in that position, you got to hear that kind of stuff. But you know, hey, like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and sometimes people love giving it out there. So I'm sure, hey, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Change is coming, though.
Can I write that down? Is that original, by the way? Is that yours?
No, of course not. No, I stole that.
Oh, did you? Okay. All right.
I hear that quite a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I imagine you do.
So on a truth-o-meter, how many sacks were the Lions' fault? How many were Castle's?
Well, I mean, ultimately, they're all our fault, you know. You know, regardless of how the plays are designed or what happens, you know, we take the brunt of it up front, and, you know, then you lump in the tight ends and the running backs into that somewhat, but you know, ultimately it rests on the five guys up front to get it done. And you know, nobody's real excited about how, you know, we've held up in that regard. We got a lot of work to do, and trust me, the guys are all, we're all working at it. You know, and we're going to continue to get better week to week, and it's just one of those things that, you know, unfortunately it's happened, but he's done a great job of hanging in there, you know, even when we haven't really given him a whole lot of confidence to stand back there. He's done a great job of, you know, getting his reads and getting the ball downfield. So, you know, that's the shining star in the whole thing.
All right, Matt, we just cut to commercial. No one's listening. Tell us how many. Tell us the real numbers. Who did what? Who did who? Who broke down? Nobody's listening. Go ahead.
Oh, buddy, all right. I'll tell you.
Well, let me ask you. This is not a knock on Matt Castle, certainly, because Tom Brady is as good as any we've seen over the years of not only being mobile, but being able to find some breathing room, some little space within that pocket back there. So he is very, very unique. But is it sometimes that you take that for granted when you've had that before, that even if you do slip up a little bit, your guy does penetrate, that you're still able, because Brady's able to find that extra space, it's not made a big deal about when the play's over?
Yeah, you hope so. You know, and it was kind of, it's really impressive to watch him sometimes on film, you know, in the years past, where a guy, you know, turns the edge and, you know, skinning the edge on the outside and sticks a hand out there. And I don't know how he'd do it or what for him to do it, but he'd either duck instinctively or, you know, take a side step to the left or to the right. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, obviously one of the smartest guys to play that position, you know, and just knows, you know, knows when to get rid of it, knows the timing, and obviously has great vision downfield. So, Yeah, there's definitely a lot of times in the past where Tommy's, you know, turned a bad play into a really good one and helped us out up front. But, you know, it's going to be the same way with Matt. You know, he's avoided a lot already, and, you know, he's been scampering downfield here a little bit over these last few games. And I think that, you know, I think he's going to continue to do those kind of things, and he'll get better as he goes.
All right, Matt, good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you back here next Friday. Have a good one.